Whenever I prayed the prayer for Dr. Young out in Salt Lake City on the phone, when the man had fell out of a tree 35 foot up in the air on Tuesday and crushed his whole lower back. And they care flighted him out of the mountains, flew him to the hospital, and they done a CT scan on him, and his whole lower back is all pulverized. He is a doctor, but the doctors that done all the diagnosis said, you cannot be fixed. Your back is beyond repair. He had fell 35 feet all the way down and hit on the ground right on his tailbone and just crushed his back. They sent him home. There's nothing he can do. Just be lay there in pain till you die. So he's listening to some of my CDs and DVDs, and he hears a man talk about the power of God by faith. And so he listens until Sunday. Sunday, he calls Eldon and says, Eldon, do you know this guy, Thurman Scrivener? He said, I do. He's a personal friend of mine. He said, well, you reckon I could get him to fly out here and pray for me tomorrow? And he said, well, I'll call him and see. So Eldon called. It was after church on Sunday night, and he called. And I said, yeah, we don't have anything to do tomorrow. Monday, we can do that. So I said, tell him to buy us an airplane ticket to Salt Lake City, and we'll fly out there. And I said, well, tell Dr. Young, after he gets all the reservations done and everything, to call me on my cell phone. I want to talk to him personally tonight. And so that was about 8 o'clock, about 10 o'clock. My phone rang, and it was a number I didn't recognize. And so when I answered it, it was Dr. Young. And he said, Thurman, we have made the reservations for y'all tomorrow to come out. I said, are you in pain? He said, I'm in excruciating pain. He said, my back is killing me. I said, sir, Jesus made me an awesome promise in Mark 11:23. When God puts Mark 11:23 in your heart and it becomes a revelation to you, when you're a child of the King and you can walk in faith, look what he says that you can do at Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, if you can believe that, if you can get a hold of that, and you're a child of God walking in the kingdom of God, as a child of the kingdom, walking in faith, he literally has given you no limitations to what you can do in his name. That's an awesome promise. But that's not just for Thurman Scrivener. That promise is for everybody in this room. If you will obey him and walk where he tells you to walk. But now, he's with you 24/7. He knows what you're thinking. You may not say something. Your husband may say something to you you don't like. And you say, well, I know I've got to be careful what I say, but I really wished I could get him. Do you know there's people think like that? They didn't open their mouth. They didn't say a word. But that's what they thought. You know, you have to get over that. You know that? That's one thing about God. He is beyond anything I can comprehend. He can read your heart. He knows exactly what you're thinking every minute. You need to learn to think good things. You need to learn to think like the King. Think like he says. Walk in love with everybody all the time. Because if you walk in love, he says that's where your faith works. So when you got this awesome promise, I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto the mountain. Now then, if he says I can literally speak to a mountain and the mountain will move, then surely I can have faith to speak my back into existence, right? I mean, just a little bitty thing like a couple of vertebrae or three or four of them, whatever they were in his back. So I said, Dr. Young, I'm going to speak a command of Mark 11:23. I said, I'm going to command in the name of Jesus that you get a supernatural healing from my King, and his name is Jesus Christ. I said, now I guarantee he'll do it for you. I said, now, we'll see you tomorrow. And I thanked the Lord for it, and I hung up the phone. And we're driving along there about a mile, and Cheryl says, honey, what do you think about him? I said, no problem. He'll be healed before we get there. Now, do you hear any faith in that? I didn't say, I hope the Lord was listening. I know he was listening. I know he knows my heart. And so by making that statement from Mark 11:23, and then making the command, like he says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I can believe it with my heart, I can have it. Is that what he said? So we get home a few minutes later, and I'm unloading the car, and my phone rings, and it was Dr. Young. He said, Thurman, this is awesome. When you prayed, I was healed. He said, my pain went away in my back. I scooted over to the side of the bed. I stood up. I could stand up. There was no pain in my back. He said, I walked around the room for a few minutes, and there was no pain. He said, I walked over and picked up my five-year-old son. I put him on my shoulder. I could walk around. He said, I ran up the stairs and back down. He said, Thurman, I am completely healed. I have a brand new back already. Now, what can we do in faith? He says there, if I can say, be thou removed and be cast into the sea and shall not doubt in my heart. Now, how in the world can I ever get that kind of faith in my heart? You notice he didn't say in my head. That's where the devil works. He's going to get you. You know, you put all this stuff in through your mind, and then as it goes into your mind, it's got to work through all these filters and get down through that little bitty 18-inch trip to your heart. You see what I mean? When it gets into your heart, according to that verse, what can you do when you get that in your heart? Everything. That's exactly right. There ain't nothing you and I can't do if we do it by faith. It would be much easier if every time I started to pray for one of you, if the king would tap me on the shoulder and say, son, I'm with you. I'm going to do whatever you say. Oh, that wouldn't that be wonderful? But he don't do that, does he? I have to do what I do in faith from his word. It is written. And that's where people have not understood. I'm going to show you a scripture that what he says he will do if we don't believe him 100%. Now, we say we believe God 100%, but we really don't. And the way we can tell is if I tell you the promises of God and what they all are, and then you say, well, I've got an appointment with the doctor next Thursday, and if he says I'm better, I'll know this worked. And if he doesn't, well, then I'll know it didn't work. Well, I can guarantee you it ain't going to work. But that's where most Christians live. I mean, I talk to people all the time about this kind of faith, and the majority of the Christians that I deal with, now I don't deal with the world. I mean, the world can't even grasp what I teach. That's way out for the world. It's everything I talk about is foolishness to the world. And what I teach to a lot of Christians is foolishness. They just can't go there. But to those that go there, oh my goodness gracious, you know, they get healed. Ain't nothing hard for God, is there, Weston? Now, if he can heal stage 4 lymphoma, hey, everything else is a piece of cake, isn't it? Piece of cake. All we got to do is believe. I'm going to show you what he says in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. But when you ask the Lord, you must ask in faith. How much wavering?
None.
Now, wait a minute. Surely, Michael, he wouldn't expect you and Gracie to believe 100%. But what did he say? No wavering. So you think he really means that? You don't think he loves you two more than he does somebody else, and he give you a little leeway there, huh? Yeah. That don't work, does it? In other words, isn't it good to know that God is not a respecter of persons? He loves each one of us exactly the same. When we learn that he loves us exactly the same, that he has no deviations. Cheryl, of course, my wife, she's always telling me, she's, honey, I know God's going to answer my prayer because I'm his favorite daughter. I said, I got news for you. You're one of his daughters, and you're probably a favorite daughter, but all of his daughters are his favorite daughters. So, see, he does love you that much. He does love you that much, and he will do anything you ask him to do as long as you ask in faith, as long as you're not walking in any kind of known sin. If you're putting him first, let him ask in faith. In other words, the faith that we need, where do we get this faith? It is the trust in the word of God. That's what it is. It's trust in his promises. If God made the promises, you have to trust what he said with all of your heart and no doubt in your heart. I just stand in awe as I've learned these principles. Of course, I would never tell these kind of things if I didn't have somebody to back me up. But Dave goes with me real regular when we go flying. He has been in the cockpit with me several times. In fact, I remember one night we went over and preached every night for 3 nights in a row over Shreveport. We preached in the day till way up into the evening. And when we come back, it would usually be midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning when we got back here. So we're flying across the Metroplex. And one of those nights, we came in here and it was 1 o'clock in the morning. So there's not a whole lot of traffic at 1 o'clock in the morning in airplane. Very few. So the controller, way out on the other side of Lake Louisville, he said, we'll go ahead and cancel your flight plan. He said, there's nobody between you and the airport. You're cleared to land over there. No problem. Well, what the controller didn't know, that there was a fog bank over here. We have a computer on board that tells us all this. And Dave, look, he said, Pastor, do you know that Denton is closed? And about that time, I got several of the lights on the airplane, and all of a sudden, the white flashes. We flew into a dense fog bank. And it was just dense, I mean, just white flashing everywhere. He said, Thurman, and you can't see nothing no more, the ground or nothing. Of course, I'm flying along there 200 miles an hour and can't see nothing. And so, praise God, you know, you're in an airplane. You know there's nobody between you and the airport because the controller's already told you that. I mean, do you know when you're flying and you're approaching the end of a runway and you can't see nothing till you get below 200 foot? That's awful close to the ground. That's too close. Now, what did Jesus say I could ask for as a son of God in Mark 11:23? That's exactly right. So I said, Father, according to my GPS, I only got a couple of miles left to go. I said, Lord, you said in Mark 11:23, I could have whatever I say. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to fly right out into the clear blue. I want to turn left, right straight to northwest, and there will be no fog between here and the end of the runway. And Lord, I thank you for giving me this power in Jesus' name. And I hardly cleared my mouth, and we flew right out into just as clear as this room. I mean, just clear as this room. And Dave looked to the left. He said, Pastor, there's northwest. I see the runway lights. Look right there. He said, it's clear as a bell here. And so I said, thank you, Lord. And so I just turned the airplane right straight. We get right to northwest on approach. It's as clear as it is in this room. And we get over the fence at the end, 120 miles an hour landing speed, right over the fence, right at the end. And just as I start to flare, the fog, it can't see nothing. So by faith, I just go ahead and let it down that other 20 feet. I know the runway's under there. And I let it down, it mains touch, and we roll out. And of course, I've got the lights on. I'm trying to see the asphalt to keep it on the asphalt. And we get down at the end, we stop, we turn real gently and taxi back up and get to the hangar. We push it in the hangar, we get in the car. And as we leave, Cheryl's driving the car. I almost have to get out to find the exit from the airport to get on the road to come home. It was that thick. You couldn't see nothing. But just that Mark 11:23 says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I can believe it with my heart, I can have it as a child of the King in his kingdom. Is that what he said? Now, here's what some people would do. They said, I heard Thurman say that, so I'm going to try it to see if it works for me. I can guarantee you it won't work for you. If you say, I'm going to try it, that's not faith. Now, if you have the word hidden in your heart, like I've hidden the word in my heart, God's going to do it for you just like he did for me. He is no respecter of persons. Is that right? He's no respecter of persons. Just think, as children of the King, the power that God has given us in his word. I mean, we're supposed to rule. We're supposed to have dominion and authority over the whole earth as his children. We can speak things into existence.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Trust in the Word of God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.